You're listening to Vectis Radio. I've now been joined by the very lovely Jenny Saunders from across the water. Morning, Jenny. How are you?
Morning, Ian. I'm fine. I've warmed up now. It was bitterly cold outside.
It's freezing, isn't it? Really, really cold. Just in case you didn't know, Jenny is from the Key Arts Centre, and the Key Arts Centre and Vectis Radio have teamed up to offer... Well, we're offering the four Ps, and you're offering
lots
something
of
else.
Arts and crafts activities. We've called the joint project Waves, because we're on the water and you broadcast over radio waves.
Ah, and sometimes there's a few waves between us.
There are, especially when the wind blows.
so you're in today to tell us what the offer is and what you can do for... It's 11 to 19-year-olds, isn't
That's
it?
That's right, yes.
And if you are needing additional needs, up to 25 years
That's
old.
That's right, yes.
So what if we... I know we're doing something on the 31st.
We are. We're both busy on the 31st. We've got our first open access sessions, and you're busy on the morning from 10 until 1, and youngsters can come along and have a go of speaking on radio like I am now, and they can learn it's not so scary.
It's not, is it? It's not scary.
No, it's not scary. I thought it would be absolutely terrifying, but it isn't. It's very friendly. So that's good fun. And then we're busy down at Jubilee Stores, our sister building, further down down the road, and we've got lots of different arts and crafts activities going on in the afternoon from 1 o'clock till 2:30.
So if you come down the basically you come under the flyover,
that's right.
Do they still call it the flyover?
I think so, yes. It did used to be a railway bridge there, didn't it?
It did, yeah. Mm. If you come down there, it's literally about 100 yards away from where we are, isn't it?
Yes, it's not far. It's a big, big red building. It's got the words Jubilee Stores on it and studios running down. And there's a giant queue for the Key Arts. And on the ground floor there, we've got artist studios, and we've also got workshops, artist workshops, where you've got special equipment. And... for example, we've got a pottery studio there with several potter's wheels. So, and that's one of the activities, pottery. Youngsters can come along and throw something on the wheel.
That's a technical term, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it
throw.
Is.
Okay, it sounds brilliant. So this is happening on the 31st of January.
Saturday the 31st of January from 10 o'clock, from 10 o'clock till 1 here at Vectis Radio, and then from 1 o'clock to 2:30 down at Jubilee Stores. And we've got... four professional artists who are going to be leading different workshops. The pottery I've already mentioned. There's also composite creatures, so you can use metal, wood and composite clay to create a sculpted army of creatures.
Wow, that
sounds
fun.
With one of our artists, Chris Jenkins. We've got monoprinting, so that's a simple, fun and fluid mark-making activity with our printmaker, Ian Whitmore, who's fantastic, and an introduction to paper sculpture and origami. So you can fold, score, glue, rip and discover what beautiful shapes and clever illusions you can make with just one piece of paper.
Wow.
And that's with Hannah George. So we're very excited about this. And if there are any youngsters or if your children would like to be involved, they need to be between 11 and 19 years old, they can contact me at Key Arts. They can either phone the main switchboard number and ask for me, Jenny Saunders, on 822490, or email me j.saunders, SAUNDERS, at keyarts, QUAYARTS.org.
That's correct.
Thank you.
I just remembered because we've sent emails. So it's the one that intrigues me is obviously throwing a shape.
You
or
want to have a go at
that
pottery.
That sounds like fun. But the other stuff does as well. So
yes.
How many people can we cater for on the
day? Well, numbers are limited, and there will be a limited number of children who can take part on each activity. So really, they just need to contact me, and on a first come first serve basis, let me know which activity they'd like to do, and I can give them all that information again if they don't remember everything from our chat today. So, and then I can sign them up, and I'll be signing them up to the different activities until we're full. And we've got another one on Saturday the 28th of March from 1 o'clock to 2:30 again. It will be different activities, and we'll just be making this offer of different activities that children can come to for free. There's no cost involved at all.
No cost at all?
No.
Do they get, just say for instance, if they make a wonderful thing on the potter's wheel, do they get to keep it?
Well, we'll dry it and fire it, and then they can come and collect it a couple of weeks or so later.
So they get it completely free then?
Yeah.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, and all of this is completely covered.
So how do we do this? And we're going to make a, just say for instance, we're going to make a lovely cup, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we make that cup, and then not on the day, you'll do it some other time. You'll fire it.
Something. Yeah, because you need to let the clay dry out until it's like you have to let the clay dry out because moisture trapped in the clay. If you were to put that in the kiln straight away, I think it explodes or something. So you have to let it dry, and then you fire it, and then it's ready to be collected.
That's where I was going wrong when I was at school. And they were chucking it straight in the kiln.
Oh, no, it has to dry.
Yeah.
I've dabbled a bit in pottery at some point. And, yeah, no, you have to let it dry. And it dries for quite a few days, especially if it's thick. If say, for example, you throw the clay on a wheel and you've got a really deep base, you've got to give it ample time to dry.
Sure. That sounds like fun. It really does. So I hope you get plenty of people down there. But what happens if when they come down? This is like a try it session. So
yeah.
If they like doing it, then what happens?
Well, we've got all kinds of activities that we're running, and that there are free places with the youth offer, with our Waves youth offer. So say, for example, they like the pottery. There is a monthly pottery group that they can come along to and have a free place at. So... yeah, it's an opportunity to try something, become familiar with Key Arts and find out what else we're doing.
Absolutely. So it's not just pottery, there's other things.
There's
as
pottery,
well.
It's like junk sculpture, composite creatures, so you can use bits and bobs to make a creature. You've got printing and you've got origami and paper art.
That sounds wonderful, the origami thing, because that's a clever thing.
Oh, it's very clever, yes.
I was watching a programme last night. It was called The True Detective, and this bloke was being interviewed, and they allowed him to drink beer while he was being interviewed.
Okay.
And he got this he drank it all, and then he got this knife out, and he cut the top off, and he cut the rest into, and he made it into a little tin man.
Oh, brilliant.
And it was a real art to it, and I'm thinking, okay, well, that's a little bit like origami, I'm guessing, but without the threat of cutting your fingers open.
Quite. Yeah, no, my son had a Japanese teacher, a teacher who came over to his school in Sandown, and he taught origami classes after school, so I know how complex it can be. He can make roses out of one single sheet of origami paper.
Wow.
Several folds, loads and loads of intricate folds. But Hannah will be giving people the opportunity to experiment, and, you know, she'll be there providing guidance. But what they don't have to make anything incredibly difficult or intricate, especially since it'll be the first time. It'll just be lots of fun.
It's a fantastic opportunity, it really is. And how do we get in contact again?
Okay, contact me, Jenny Saunders. You can phone the Key Arts main switchboard number and ask to be put through to me, and that's 01983 822 490, or you can email me j.saunders saunders@keyarts.org.
Brilliant. You're more organized than most.
Well, I try to be.
Jenny, it's lovely to see you again, and
thank
we'll see you
very
soon.
Much for having me.
You're welcome.